David Smith is on the line once again from Tripoli. David, we could see you at the press conference. What did you make of it?
It was, as expected, self-confidence and bullish performance by David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy, with the Libya's two top politicians there as well. They entered with a spring in their step and obviously a big crowd to greet them. And what was really striking was that, among other things, there's a tone of looking forward. Nicolas Sarkozy said that flying over Tripoli and meeting young Libyans had made him think of Syria and the situation there. And he said, he dedicated this visit to young Syrians who were hoping for a similar taste of freedom one day. David Cameron also talks about the prospect of the Arab Spring turning into an Arab Summer and how Libya could set an example to other countries. So there was a sort of self-confident, almost expansionist tone that this is not an isolated case, and that it has a potential for a knock-on effect elsewhere. Amidst all of that, there was, of course, a lot of mutual respect and expressions of gratitude from the Libyans for what Britain and France did in preventing a massacre in Benghazi and elsewhere. And also, a message that despite the triumphalist aspects, they were careful to retain some humility and say, this is not over. Obviously, there's still some towns under Gaddafi's control. And David Cameron said very bluntly, the message is to Gaddafi is, give yourself up. It's over. It's time for the mercenaries to go home.
Yeah, I thought his he was slightly mixed up on that message. At one point he said, it's not over. And then when he was talking about Gaddafi's forces, he said, it is over. Do you think that he got the sort of tone right in terms of playing down triumphalism?
Yes, just about. In his opening remarks, he said that, this is not over yet. NATO will remain committed to its mission, protection of civilians, for the time being, for as long as it's needed. I think he was trying to sort of say to Gaddafi personally that there's no way back from his current position. So it'd be better for everyone if he gives up. But while retaining an awareness that Gaddafi is somewhat unlikely to do that, and the mission will go on. Talking of mixed messages, I think there's a similar central confusion over exactly what role NATO is playing in the search for Gaddafi. Officially, on the record, British and French representatives say none. Libyans say that as well, that it's a separate issue from protecting civilian life, and that Libyans themselves are in charge of the hunt for Gaddafi. And yet today, David Cameron said, we are helping with that. A Libyan official who's leading that search, I spoke to last night, again sort of initially said sometimes NATO is helping and then sort of backtracked. So I think it's a badly kept secret that NATO is providing some intelligence assistance, even though they weren't quite explicitly saying what.
There have been scenes of the two leaders being greeted with applause in a Tripoli hospital. Are the officials accompanying the leaders happy with the way it's going?
They certainly seem to be so far, yes. There was a bit of a scramble in the hotel lobby, and I didn't see it myself. I'm told that Sarkozy walked almost hand in hand with Abdul Jalil of the National Transitional Council, and poor old Mr. Cameron was somewhat left at the back, sort of having to fight his way through. But it seems to have been going smoothly so far, and there were sort of lots of smiles. If a little frisson of tension, possibly over security, as people came in, and evident relief that it all went smoothly. But I think this is a big day for the new Libya and for the National Transitional Council. And they're so far going well and pleased. We saw the main protagonists leave the hotel and drive off, and now apparently they're they're off to Benghazi, and I would expect another warm reaction there.
Okay, David, thanks very much.
Thank you.